Okay?
Yeah.
All right. We're up to, what, 25, I think? Remember?
We finish off.
Okay. So let's read a little further in the Gemara. Yeah? Okay, on Beis and Beis. So we had three shittas, right? The Gemara Mishnah says, according to Chachamim, a sukkah that's lamalame, 20 amos, higher than 20 amos is no good. So we had three different explanations. We had the shita of Rabbah that has to do with shalta be'ena, seeing, noticing that you're inside the sukkah based on kibbutz sukkah so shafti, right? You have to be aware in some sense that you're in a sukkah, or that you're in this sukkah, or you're in a sukkah. How far it goes in terms of recalling the sukkah of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a question, but that's the shita of Rabbah. Then the shita of Reb Zeira, shita number two, is that the issue is what? Tzeil, right? The amount of tzeil the schach should produce above 20 amos, you can't really see the tzeil. Again, what exactly does that mean? We'll have to discuss. We discuss a little bit. Then the sheet of Rava, that above 20 amos, it tends to be a diras keva as opposed to a diras arai. So now the Gemara asks on the Beis and Mabeis, Kiman Azlom. Okay? Six lines from the top. Yeah? Kiman Azlom, Hodam of Yoshia. According to whom, of which of the three shitas, does the statement of Yoshia best apply? Yoshia said, Yoshia Marav, Damar Yoshia Marav, right? Kaman Azul Hadam Yoshia Marav, Machlokas B'She'ein Defanos Magios L'Schach. The only Machlokas between the Belez, or Yehuda and the Chachomim, is when the Defanos don't reach all the way up to the Schach. Okay? Aval, Defanos Magios L'Schach, Afil L'Mala Me'asimam Ekshere. But if the Defanos go all the way up, then even L'Mala Me'asimam is Kosher. So who does that work out according to? So the Gemara says, Kiman Kerabba, the Amishum Dol Shalta Be'ena. The Kevin, the Defanos Magir Sah, Mishal Shalta Be'ena, period. Okay? If it's one thing if you have the walls and you see, but if the walls are gigantic and reach all the way up to the Schach, so you'll also come and you'll see the Schach also. That's in accordance with the Sheet of Rabbah. See, as Rashi explains, okay? As Rashi explains, look in Rashi Kiman. If the sukkah, if the issue is that above 20 amos, when you put up schach above 20 amos, the building as a structure tends to be more of a diras keva. So what's the difference with the fanos go over? Don't go over. It's a malam amor. No pun intended. Right? It doesn't make a difference. In other words, it's not going to help that issue. If the issue is whether it's a diras arai, diras keva, or if it's an issue of how much sale is generated, also doesn't matter how far the defanos go. So it's really according to Rabbah that this shita makes a difference, right? As Rashi says, Derek defanos, the time Yeshua Arayu, Omishim Tzil, but defanos will get a snacha. My mode, Rabbanon, why would Rabbanon agree? In other words, the statement of Yoshua Marab is the Rabbanon admit that if the walls, the defanos, reach all of this snacha, then even Rabbanon admit it can be 20 amos or even higher. Okay? But if the issue is Diras Arayu, why would the Rabbanon change their mind? Just because the Defanos reaches Chach, or if it reaches Chach, or if the issue is Tzeil, why should the Rabbanon? That's what comes out according to them. So it's important to see. Let's take a look in the source 25, Taka. The Chiddush HaRitva is a little disturbed. The Keman Azal Hodam Avirsh, etc., right? Now, one second. Why does it help that the Defanos reaches Chach, even according to Rabbah? So Pirish, Lab Mishum Dahasha, the Defanos Magius is Chach Ma'ayna Batvei. It's not because now what I just told you. I just told you it's Pashup Shat. That's a Rashi, and that's a most assume. Okay? That now that the Defanos reached the Schach, it's more noticeable. Okay? But as I said to before, that's not true. It's the Schach is not more noticeable just because the Defanos reached the Schach. He says, Lav Mishum Dahashu Defanos Magil Schach Ma'ayne Batvei. Damai, why should that be? Why do you see it anymore? I mean, if the Schach is so high up, what's the difference? Will the Defanos also go that high up or not? That's the Ritvo's Kasha. Furthermore, Hare Mavoi Shadfanas Magias Lakora Pasina Mishum Deleke Kera. By a Mavoi, okay, you're talking about putting a Kora above. So the Mavoi, the entrance to the alleyway, right? There's two buildings on each side, or there's some sort of an archway that you go in. So you got to put a Kora on top. So whatever it is that's supporting it goes all the way up, right? It's not like a Sukkah, there's a possibility there's Avir in the way. Here in the case of Erevin, we said above 20 Amos, not called a Heker. What do you mean? The side goes all the way up. That's not the issue, right? That's the Vesu, Hare Mavoi. Shadfanos Magias Lekora. The walls on either side of this entrance to this alleyway, whether it's an actual archway, or it's maybe two buildings, whatever it is, the Kora is coming across. So whatever it is that the car is attached to, it goes all the way up. So and it doesn't help above 20 amos. Machloka still exists. So that's what Ritva says, it doesn't mean that. Okay, the docha of the shana husband had a korachav el tefach, and the docha to give the yes the docha says el ikar perish. The afal gav the kol amalam esim ama ein derech lagbia eno. The komok. Let's remember again. Okay, according to Ritva, the Meiri said even more clearly. What's the problem with 120 amos? It's not in your line of vision. That's how explained. Yes, that's Ritva. The Meiri even says explicitly, in order to see 20 amos, you have to tilt your head back. Right. So he says, even though that remains true. There's two of the proper length and the third is tefach. Udfanos magias tach beroa atzma mechusa v'ome tachas kira e'ev shishol yoshu lebodas yoshu tachas chach. V'chein pirish mori rabbeinu in the room. Okay, in the room again, not to rachmana park. It's like shlita, right? My rebbe be redeemed and saved and so on. So he says, because again, and this works out, I think, the language of Rabbah altogether. The whole idea is to sense that you're in a sukkah. So he says, it's true. Just because the funnels reach the schach doesn't mean the schach is any more in your line of vision than it was before. It's not. He says, nonetheless, when you have these two big mechitzas to the side, and they go all the way up, so you sense more. If you see, if I'm sitting in a building that has mechitzas this high, and way above me is schach, there's no tziruf, right? There's no connection. We'll get to that point in a second if you saw Salvechik's explanation. But there's no tziruf between the tefanos and schach. You don't sense you're in something. But when you're enclosed, when the tefanos go all the way up, so it's true, you don't notice the schach, but you know it's there because it's one unit, it's one building. There's a tziruf. That's how the Ritva says. Now, the Ochlan there points out in 26, the Gemara says, again, the Gemara Mishnah showed Baina, Rashi, Vitozes, around the regular Shonen Pirshu, the Derech tefanos, Shalta Eina Baschach. They all learn the first way the regular explained it. Because of the walls, you're looking at the walls, you keep looking, so eventually you see the schach. Right? Because the wall, that's how they explained it. And there's a question, which they ask, which we'll have to see. In that case, why is mabin different than a sukkah? Okay, you know, why should the chokka still be in place? The tirtzu, they gave whatever tirtzu to give. Aval haritva, we'll get back to it. Aval haritva, because of Hashem Moro, they not pirish, it came to the house, but gives chach, shalta me'ena tvei. Elokim pirish, it came as chach, mukov, beiz mechitzas, kilchos, and shish is tefach, the fanas, me gives chach. Veroa, at mechuz, omen, eef shal yoshu, libo, das, yoshu, tachas chach, ayin shom. Okay, so he does summarize the machlokes, and he gives you a nafkamina. Ulechora, yesh nafkuska, nafkuska, beis atamim. There's a nafkamina, halacha, between, you know, whether you say the reason is like the other Rishonim say, well, when the Defanos reaches the schach, so then you're more likely to notice the schach, because you're following the line of the Defanos, you'll see the schach too. Okay? And he says, no, it's got nothing to do with that. It's got to do with your sense that you're inside a unit, there's a tzirif between the walls and the schach, so there's a nafkamina. Imrak dofen echad megiyo schach. Let's say only one dolphin goes all the way up. Dilapirish Rashi is around Gambaze Sheker. The Derech HaDolphin Echad, Shalta Eino, Ad HaSchach. That's good enough. Because the whole idea is to follow the dolphin up to the Schach. Good. So you can follow one dolphin also. Bro also. No, you're trying to create a chevtz of a building of a sukkah, then it only works, this trick, is if the whole thing of whatever is necessary for heksha sukkah, which is two walls, you know, encompassing the whole length and width, and one a tefah, then they have to reach a schach. Laman yira atzim mechusas, you get the sense that you're covered, but omid. Since the Gemara seemed to say that it's the Fanos Magil and not Dolphin, he says perhaps a little riot to the Ritva. But okay, but I just wanted to see that difference a lot. Okay? Good. All right, Adkan, the Gemara's presentation so far of the three shitas. I want to go back now, as I said I would yesterday, I want to go back and look at some further details about each one of these shitas. Let's go back first to the Shita of Rabba. Okay? The Shita of Rabba. So Rabbah said the problem with something above 20 amos is that lo shalta be'ena, it's too high, you don't notice it. Okay, without the defanos reaching and so on, you don't notice it. And we parallel that to the sugya in Erevin. So let's look at 27. The Mishnah says in Erevin, mavoi shu gavol amalam esim ama yima'eit, miudom eino tzorech, parallel machlokas. And we discussed why there it gives you a why you can fix it, and you're not, the Raisi, the Rabbanon, everything we discussed. Okay, I printed the Rashi, it's not Rashi, the first Rashi we looked at length the other day. Rashi on the Mishnah just explains how, what a Mavui is, you got that all straight now, right? So that we don't have to read that whole Rashi again. Okay, the Rashi says that you'll mix it up, you think it's Usha Rabbim, so the Chachamim Asud not carrying it, but they gave you a way out, right? But the Mavui, again, let's remember, the Raisi you can carry in a Mavui. Because it's closed by three walls. But the Midrabanan, they said not, because it's either way. Like Rashi says, because in itself, people think it's Rosh Hashanah, or you'll go from there to the actual Rosh Hashanah, or back and forth, and so on. Okay, but the second part of Rashi, you might Yashpil. Okay, Yashpil. So you have to lower it, you have to knock it down. You might, it means Yashpil. All right, fine. Now, there is a subject of Gemara we didn't see. So let's look at 29. The Gemara says in Erev, not same doc, Beis Amanav. That was the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Chachamim lo limdua. In other words, where did the magic 20 Amos come from? Where did the 20 Amos come from? That's the Gemara's wondering. So Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Chachamim lo limdua elam epischo shel heichal. Yehuda Amar Rav, epischo shel ulam. There are different places, okay? The ulam is sort of an outer courtyard in the Mikdash. And the heichal is the inner part. The Tanan, let's see the Mishnah. Pischo shel heichal gavo esim amar rachwa eser amos. The opening to the Heichal, okay, what we call Olamoy, that's where, the, as Rashi explains, Heichal Shasham Haya Nasam is Be'achazah, Vashulchan Ramanora, Ubukulu Ksiv Olamoy, fine, it's called Olamoy. So that was the opening there, Chazal tell us, the Mishnah, Shachasmi, there was another place that the, it's 20 Amas high. Vishal Ulam, the outer area, Gava Arboim Amma, Barapo Esim Amas, okay, Ushneya Mikra Echa Darshu, it says, Vashachtu Pesach Olamoy. Okay, the pasuk by Karbanah. So the Rabbanan Savri kedushas heichal lechud, kedushas ulam lechud, vechiksiv Pesach Olmoed a heichal ksiv. The Rabbanan hold. Let's look in Rashi in 30. The Rabbanan Savri kedushas ulam lav kedushas heichal. Vechol avodos hamuras beheichal. You have an avod lebuulam shal fun of lomis kasha. Nafkamin and lachos Karbanas. Where you can do the avodos at Karbanas. Okay, you can do it in the ulam by the door entry to the ulam only by the heichal. Fine. And what's called Olmoy, that's the local argument over there. And Rabbi Yehuda Sava Hechav Ulam Kedusha Achasi V'chiksiv Peskomayin Atarvayu V'chiksiv. Okay? So now the question is as follows. Do we consider the Pesach of the Ulam, which is much higher than 20 Amos, we consider only the Pesach of the Hechav? The Rabbanan said, whenever we talk about Olmoy, Avodas HaKarbonos, we're talking about the Hechav. And the Pesach Hechav is 20 Amos. Okay, the Pesach Ulam was higher, but in terms of the word Pesach, as it appears in the Torah, Pesach Ol Moed, it's talking about the Pesach Heichal, which is 20 Amos. Then the Gemara says, "Vibayi Seima, Rabbi Yehuda Nami Kedushas Ulam Lechud, Kedushas Heichal Lechud." V'achah Hanetan Yehuda Tziv El Pesach Ulam Abayis. Okay, but it says the pasuk says El Pesach Ulam Abayis. The Tosin Ervin says also pasuk. Okay, that's the Tosin 31. The Chesiv of Pesach Ulam Abayis. Zeh Pasuk Enam B'Shum Mokom. But it's a really combination of different psukim. Fine, I don't. You know, I put that just for general interest. I mean, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that doesn't exist. That happens every once in a while. Okay, it's paraphrasing or it's combining thoughts. Okay, whatever, it's a general interest. But in any event, the Rabbanan said it would have said El Pesach Ulam. Fine, but it says Pesach Ulam Abayis. It's Abayis HaPasuk Ulam. What's all this discussion here? Okay, the discussion here seems to be about nothing to do with a heker, nothing to do with, would have no bearing on a sukkah. It sounds like the machlokas here in Erevin between Rabbanan and Chachamim is about the definition of an entryway, right? We're talking about a definition of an entryway. That's what an entry to the alley from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the Mavui, or from a Mavui to Chatzar for that matter. We're defining what is called an entryway. So we're trying to say that this is an entryway. So the Chacham said, well, up to 20 Amos, it's legitimate to call this an entryway. Okay? And therefore, you have to put a car. If you put the car, has to be no higher than 20 Amos. If it's bigger than 20 Amos, that's not an entryway. Okay? It's a din in establishing a Pesach. That's what the Gemara looks like that it says over there. Okay? In Erevin Beis and Manala. Now, the Gemara later, on Daf Beis and Beis, says that that's not correct, that a whole limud isn't correct. Okay? Look at 32. Amar Chista, Hamas Nisan at Isay L'Rav. There's a brisa that mixed it, that sort of led Rav the wrong way. Okay? Rav is the one who said back on, if you look at the beginning of 29, it was Amar Yehuda or Rav. Right? just as a side point, let's not mix up Rav Yehuda with Rabbi Yehuda. There was an Amora called Rav Yehuda, not related to the Tana, called Rabbi Yehuda. The guys mixed up. They're not precise. Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, two different people. Not only that, but Rav Yehuda, interesting, Rav Yehuda learned under both Rav and Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was the next generation. Rav and Shmuel, the first generation Amoraim. Rav Yehuda, the second generation Amoraim. That's why sometimes in Mar you see Amor Yehuda, Amor Rav. You'll see Amor Yehuda, Amor Shmuel. He learned under both. Okay. Anyway, so but that, here it's Amor Yehuda, Amor Rav. So the Gemara says, or Chista says, Hamastisa Tisa Levav. The Tanya Mabu Shigvo Mesam Yosim Pisul Shal Hechal Yemait. Who Sabah Midor Bonan Pisul Shechal Gamar Behuda Pisul Ulam Gamar. Below Rebutan Pisul the Malkin Gamar. He thought that since the Rabbanans compare it to Pisul Shal Hechal, and the Behuda disagrees, he must have compared it to the Pesach of the Ulam, which is higher. And now he holds the Pisul the Malkin, which is all by the entrance to a palace, was much higher, much grander. Okay, as Rashi says, Pisre the Malkin, Stam Pisre Malachim Gavon Harbe. Okay? Now, so the original, now, if that's the case offhand, one could argue that it had nothing to do with this, comparable to Sukkah. The only the comparison begins and ends with 20 Amos. Right? In other words, in both cases, it's 20 Amos. But, because in a Sukkah, Lechora, we're not looking to establish. What's an entryway? He compares it to the entry of the Heichal, he compares it to the entry of the Ulam, or to the king's palace entryway. That's relevant when you're talking about an entryway, entry to an alleyway, from which the Rabbin to an alleyway. But that doesn't seem to be relevant so much to us. Okay? And except on the level that it happens to be, 20 Amos in both cases is the, you know, is the cutoff point. But the Gemara later, on Dav Gimel in Erevin, look at 34, okay? The Gemara in Erev Dav Gimel says, "No, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar below Rav Masnaisa Adodi Lo Kash." And he has a steer in Bryce's, but he says, which he's resolving, but that's not the important point. He says, "Le Rabbanan Kora Time of Mai." Without Rav, without having brought up this business of the Pesach of the entry to this place, entry to that place, I would say the following: Le Rabbanan Kora Time of Mai Mishum Hekera. The Gemara says, "No, the Kora is there for Heker." No, it's not like we thought that we're trying to define a Pesach. No, we're really trying to, the issue is a Heker. The whole idea of the Korah is not to establish a Pesach, but to make there be a Heker, right? So the parallel to Pesach Shal Heichal, that's just so you remember. You know, I guess many people knew offhand what the height of the Pesach Shal Heichal was. So, oh, Pesach Shal Heichal, 20 amos. It was a way of remembering something, which, by the way, again, remember, recall, of course, that everything was Torah Shabbat Peh, right? So it would have different things, association. You know, we sometimes find it difficult to understand with Gemara, you know, associate certain things, but they associate it because it's a memory tool, right? So when things are done by Peh, so when I was studying for midterms and finals, there were certain things in my head that I keep in mind, that I associated one thing with another, so it was in my head like that. This associated with that. You know, it was a way to remember. And sometimes people make a sentence, you know, which makes little sense, but you have to remember 8 points, you make a little sentence out of it. All these mnemonic, all these tools to remember. So we find that in the Gemara. So it's got nothing to do with establishing a Pesach. What I say is the real reason is a Heker. That which we can compare it to Pesach, well, Heichal, that's Simon Balma, right? It's just a way of remembering. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hani chilo suyu lehad rabba, ila isuyu lehad rabba, dabar rabba ksiv, leman yedir or sechen, gusukos rabdi ara esimama, ar yodea shadar besukka, lemala me esimama, enem yodea, vishun lo sholta be'enai, alma gabi sukka, nama vekeri pligi. But the question is, what do you have to have? So now that it is parallel, now they're more saying it is parallel. It's like sukkah. It's like a heker. Sukkah is not a heker, but it's knowing that you're in the sukkah, right? So if liga betarte lamali, so what do I have to argue in both cases? So tzricha, and it's the same argument. The argument seems to be, what is the maximum height for there to be a heker? So why do you have to have an argument by sukkah and argument by erevin? Just have a general statement. Is there a heker above 20 to heker, not above 20? Yes or no? And that will have ramifications for erevin, for sukkah. What do you have to have the machlokas in both places? Okay? So it's tzricha, diyeshmin gabi sukkah, but how come we hood it? Came to the shiva avidah, shalta be'ena. Okay, have a mavid, the lehiluch of it, ema modul rabbana. We need to tell you, if it would have just told me didn't buy sukkah, I would have thought that there Rabbi Yehuda says even higher than 20 amos is good. Because you're sitting in a sukkah, you're spending time, eventually you'll look up, right? People once in a while, you're sitting, you'll glance up at the sky, right? So eventually we'll see it. Good enough. But by a mavoi, which you're walking by, you just walk. You're under the korah for a split second, right? You walk. So there, then even perhaps you would agree it got to be 20 amos. Got to be lower because people have to notice it. Okay, in a sukkah where you're sitting for spending time. Okay, so then good. So you know, sometimes you look up, but when you're walking by, you're running by, you're going in the door. Who's looking up? You know, you're there for a moment, right? And in the reverse, if it only said it by Mabe, I would have said, oh yeah, the Chacham say it's got to be 20 amos when you're walking by, when you're sitting. So that's why we need it in both places. And anyway, what emerges from all of that is that the issue is, again, we're going to start at the beginning, but I just want to hammer the point home, looking at the Sugan Erevin, that it is an Indian of Hecker. It's something you notice. Okay? And apparently what I really want to bring out here is that according to this conclusion of the Gemara, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, agrees that there is a concept of Heker being 20 amas high, okay? Not being 20 amas, but the requirement, it sounds like even Rabbi Yehuda, I think according to the conclusion of the Gemara, it sounds like even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there is an Indian of Heker, okay? There is an Indian of Heker. The only question is, you know, can it be higher than 20 amas or not? It's a machlokas, is how high does Heker go? But it's a machlokas, and in other words, according to Rabbah, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, doesn't disagree with Leman Yegid or Asechem Kivasukos as Shalta Be'ena. The only thing is that he holds Shalta Be'ena applies even when it's higher up, and he holds Shalta Be'ena not. So that's a question. But in principle, they'll all agree. That's the point of Rabbah. In principle, they'll all agree, okay, that Lamad never say no. Ada say mama. Ada yodei shul dar besuka. Lamad never say mama. Ena yodei shul dar besuka. You do lo shul to be ena. That's what Rabbah says. Aliba the rabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda would say no. Even Lamad never. And certainly, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, that the defanus reach there, right? The machlok is only when there you see. There again, according to who is it? Rabbi Yosha's conclusion that defanus. The only machlokes ain't the Fanas Megillah, but the Fanas Megillah Schach, okay, then even above 20 Amos, because again, it shows that Yehuda also agrees that the issue is Heker. He holds that it's that the Fanas reach is good, right? He happens to hold even if the Fanas don't reach, but I'm just saying, it sounds like he's saying that it's a din in Heker, okay? And that's what I wanted to bring out. So, whereas the Gemara in Erevin seems at first to have thought that it's a din in establishing a Pesach, that's not the case. It is a din in Heker. Okay, everyone with me? Good. Now, let's take a look at Tosus on our page. Came into the Beis and Beis. Came into the final Mishnah Mishal Shalta Be'ena. Okay. Now, the problem is, this is what the Ritva was getting at. We saw it on there. But one second, if the issue is that above 20 amos is not noticeable, then why does it help according to the Chachamim? That the reaches schach. What does it help? It doesn't help by korah, according to the chachamim. Now that we said, see, if we wouldn't have this kasha. That's why I'm showing you whatever. We wouldn't have had this kasha if the gemara and erevin would have been a machlokas. What are they modeling it after? Modeling this type of opening and that type of opening. Go to technical din of what's called an opening. Okay, but now that we're saying that it's the same, Satosis asks. Satosis points out below Domila Ner Chanukah. We'll get to Ner Chanukah in a second. V'koras Mavui Delo Choshev Hekel Amalam Esim Afo Pisha Kora Al Gabek Solim Dehosim Kora Tefach Lo Shalit Be'ena Kamo B'Sukkah DeRachava Tuvah. That's exactly what the Ritva rejected. But now we see it in Tosis. Tosis says that a Kora is a 2x4. You know, it's a Tefach wide. It's not much schach in a big sukkah. There's a lot of schach. It's much more noticeable. So again, everything boils down to the heker. So again, this sheet of the chacham, everything boils down to the heker issue. Okay. Now, where is if the follow Tosfos says, in other words, enachanami, the walls reach like the before we said the before. The walls do reach the korah, but that's not enough by a korah because it's a thin little thing. It's still not noticeable. Okay, but by sukkah he says. Sukkah, the rechava too. Sukkah is wide. It's not just seeing one little strip and where it meets one little strip above. It's seeing a whole wall with a whole roof. It's a much more expansive thing. Okay. Now, what about Ner Chanukah? So let's take a look in the back page 37. That we know is a Gemara in Shabbos Chof Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says also Ner Shel Chanukah. the very top of the page in Shabbos Chof Beis Amal. Ner shel Chanukah shenichlam al ha'mesimah ha'psula kesukah u'kamovi. The Gemara, neither the Gemara here nor the Gemara in Erevin directly linked it, but the Gemara in Shabbos does. The Gemara says that Ner Chanukah also, which is put higher than 20 amas, is possible like sukah u'kamovi. Why? So Rashi says p'sula delo shalta be'enel amal ha'mesimah v'leka pursuim enisa. Right, but Chanukah, you need to, the whole idea of Ner Chanukah is to publicize the miracle. People should see, they know how many nights it is, and this and that. Well, if nobody's going to see the menorah, who cares? Well, no good. It's got to be in the line of sight of people passing by. Okay, shal about an apartment building, shal about that, you know. But the way it is today is a little different. We put it indoors. But be that as it may, the din of the Gemara, when you put the Ner Chanukah outside, has to be where people walk by. You see, the Rishon LeZion, it's not like that. A lot of people light outdoors. I think around here sometimes also now people light outdoors. I think about it every year. I never did. Huh? Oh, that's what it's the only done. Yeah, no, there's some people who light on their porch. I've seen it. I've actually thought about it myself. I don't have it. I'll get one. But I was all shy about the box. But anyway, that's not why I didn't do it. I thought that the argument could be made that the mitzvah has changed to some extent today, and we have the pursuing this is indoors for the family. We put it by the window. Okay, maybe we'll talk more about Chanukah time, but the Gemara says Ner Chanukah l'malam ha'asim yama is possible. Like Kesukah l'mom, but Rashi says absolutely Kesukah l'mom. The time be'am behedya be'er when I said Kesukah l'psili. Right? Rashi points out that you have Mishnayos. It's a perfect. It's no good. Okay. Now, as a side point, I printed the Tosas there in Ner Chanukah in Shabbos Chavetz on Ner Chanukah Tosas. Yes, the same discussion we had here. You told me havel alememir yemayit kmo gabi mavli. Why didn't they say lower it? By Mavi, it said lower it. By why did the Gemara and Shabbos choose in the discussing the din by Ner Chanukah to model it after the din by Sukkah, where it said Psula, and not after the Mishnah Erevin, where it said Yemait? Why not Yemait in Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah, Shinich, Lamal Mesvam, Yemait, bring it lower down, bring the menorah lower down. You told me, have a remember Yemait, Kamo Gabe Mavi, Dharma Hasim Mavi, Darbanan, and especially the reason we gave. What was the reason we gave? So, well, by, we had a whole lumdus the other day, right? By is the mavi, the whole thing is only din drabanan. You're first introducing it's not shy after lashon posel, right? Whereas the sukkah, we know there's a din d'oraisa, and now we're saying it doesn't meet the standards. You know, we talked about
that. That was Rashi. Tosfos is in the menorah.
Say it again.
That was Rashi. Yes. Reading
that. Tosfos is. Not bound to.
Tosfos doesn't deal with that thing.
Okay, but my point is, but the Chanukah is also drabanan, right? So, wanting to say that same thing. No, it's like sukkah. Okay, what does that mean? They want to model it after the Torah. I don't understand exactly what it means. I'm not sure what it means about it. Now, there are parallels in Chanukah and sukkah. I don't know about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and the sukkah, except, but okay. But inami, here's what I want. Lo rotza laharich, yichabena, v'yimatena, v'yachzio yilikena. Okay, it's not just a matter of lowering it. You'd have to bring it down, you have to blow it out and relight it, okay? Because the din is hadlako semitza, not hanocha semitza. Okay, that was a side point. But now I want to show you machlokas, the tour of the Beis Yosef in the Hilchos Chanukah that relates to this, okay? Alunicha marachof ama afilu b'dievet lo yotzo, to lo sholto b'ein, b'lekka b'smitza, fine. Because of Rabbeinu Yoel Levi, Davka Shemanicha Bachutz, Avaka Shemanicha Babayis, Afil Amala Me'esma Makshera. That's only if you're lighting outside. Then you have to worry about 20 hours. If you're lighting indoors, not a problem. Kedamrin and Gabi Sukkah. Why? Because Defanos Magias is Chach. So Afil Amala Me'esma Makshera. The Shalta Beina. Right? The Ben Eliyahu says, clever. No, I mean, Rav Yoh. It's a Ben Eliyahu. Rav Yoh Levi. Probably the father of the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh is the Belezer Ben Yoel HaLevi. So the Ben Yoel HaLevi says, very clever, he says, if you're lighting your Chanukah candles, you know, indoors, on a, you know, so it's against the wall, so whatever's holding it up, the table, so that's like the Tzchach, that's like the Defanos, reaching the Tzchach. So there's Shalta Beina. So he says, if it's outside on nothing, in the middle of nowhere, you know, so it's on a couple posts, so then we're worried about it. But if it's indoors, you have the wall, you have the house, you have the whole house. Says the tour. Excuse me. I mean, near Eli, Shaina, Nida, Domal, Raya. The Hossam Bina Shetishlo in a begag. The Kavan Shemachitas Megiel a gag. Al Yodam, you shall in a begag. Aval Hochi Shetzor Shito in a beneros. Kavan Shemachov, the old Shalta Beina, my naf Kamina begag. She would die in Lamalham and a Bishilo, Lo Shalta Beina. What do you mean? In other words, with Sukkah, the idea is to see the top. By the Ner Chanukah, it's not seeing the top of the house. It's not seeing the top of the room. I like the Chanukah candles up here, okay? And then the wall extends. So what difference does that make? It's not the wall is bringing it to the Neros, right? The wall brings it to the top of the wall. I see the point, the right angle with me. Okay, good. That's by Sukkah. That's the goal, to see the Schach. That's not by Ner Chanukah. He rejects it. But, yeah. No, the true. Well, we'll see. We'll see about that too. But yeah, no. We said of the finest megillas is chach. Then I feel a ma'asim amo. Okay, hold the thought. Right. Okay. 1 second. So, but the Torah himself says, "Aval minicha lamala chavah v'divil loyotzma." I'm sorry. The Beis Yosef is a question of Yoel. It quotes from the Rav. Oh, this is, it says Rav Yoel. I forgot. Okay, Chanukah is in Tov Tamim. Davkin Rechus. V'nir Ali, then etc. Matzosi Kos B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak Abu Hav. Yitzchak Abu Hav was in the time of the Beis Yosef. The Mekubal, there's a shul in Tzfatz. Maybe some have been there, the Abu Hav shul, Maria Abu Hav shul. And from that time, Nir Ali, she's already knows Kashish, Kan Be'aver, Ha'aver Hu Mazik Le'Naim. Ve'ein Ha'adam Yochal Lahabit Lamala Koma She'Yirtze. He says, what's the issue? When there's nothing, when there's blank, when there's avir, so that's what interrupts between what's below and what's above, when there's airspace in between. Because that airspace signifies that whatever is below is ended. Right? There's blank. There's no tziruf. Getting back to that again. So he says, in other words, the Reniol means, the Beis Yosef explained the name of Maria Buhav, Yitzchak Abuhav, what the Reniol meant, that the Torah rejected. He said, he says, but no, when there's no air, that's the point. When you have your Ner Chanukah on a wall that's higher up, it doesn't matter that it's not reaching the roof. The point is no dead space. There's no empty space in between. So you can follow it up. So by Ner Chanukah also, that's what he's saying. Yeah.
It's not like his issue with dead space is massively not like the sun. I mean, literally, if you have nothing between the top of the walls and the stock, the sun shining through, you can't
look at
the sun.
Oh, you can't look at the sun. Yeah.
Which also explains the Mavoi thing also.
Yeah, okay. I didn't. You may be right. I don't know why I learned it. You may be right. The Mazik Le'Nan that causes damage. I thought just psychologically it means the end. Okay.
I mean, also then, if it was just the dead space, it would be like the mirror.
That looking, that yeah. Tilting your head.
No, I'm just saying the mirror mentioned the avir also.
Yeah, but which way? By tilting, by moving your head?
Yeah.
I hear. Okay. Okay, but at night time, well, okay, I had to think about that. The Shulchan Aruch Pasul the Maisa. That it has to be, the Malachov is no good. Okay, the Malachov is no good, the Lo Shonto Be'ene. And Mishabur says that's in Tafresh Aleph Stivav, Tafresh Ayin Aleph Stivav. Okay, and you can't just lower it because of Lako's Mitzvah, which happened to Tosis. Mishabur Chavchez says, Lo Shonto Be'ene, Be'nafkim in a Be'ne Madlik, Mechutz Madlik, he doesn't accept the distinction. Even though the Beis Yosef has an answer, he says it makes no difference. And if you're not Yotzi, you have to make a bracha. I hear what you're saying. I gotta think about that. Mazik. I thought about it. I didn't take the word mazik literally. Okay, could be.
Yachal,
I hear what you're saying. It's a physical. I thought this meant psychological. Okay, it's an interesting thought. Let's take a look. I wanted to share with you three ha'aras in the Rav on this issue. Okay. The first one is I didn't print it on the page of that same Sugan Erevin of Gimel and Rashi, which. On that, which we do have on the page, refer to something called an amaltero. Okay? What if you put your korah up? I didn't put it on the page because it's just involved how the Gemara gets to it. But take a look on the sheets. Look at 35 for a second. That a korah has been to talk 20, Mishum Heker. See Rashi in Mishum Heker on 35? To the fourth Rashi printed in 35. The lechsu in she related the count of the low less that luber shab mishum hachi mahanya amaltara. An amaltara is something we came to stop people and so in she I feel a mal vesim amei kekeru. What if it's more than 20 amas high or something, but I put something bright, I'm out there, I mean something, some noticeable sign, something that's going to catch people's eyes, okay? If the concern is heker, it says, Warren says, well, that'll work by a korah. An ordinary korah, but if I have a big, it's bright red or a big sign, korah located here, you know, something, you know, that calls your attention. Billboards, people look at billboards all the time, even though they're way high. Okay, and you go to Times Square, billboards, and, you know, but people look at it because what they put on is supposed to pull, you know, magnetize, a magnetic pull to your eyes. It's all idea of advertising, right? I'm talking about billboards that even, you know, even off in the car, but when you're walking and people are looking up, right? So the amalta is something that will catch your eye. So Rav Soloveitchik wondered, let's take a look now on the first page, pages labeled Yud Aleph. There's an Aaron given up, Isash, Kor Lamam Esamam Psulam, Ulamandam Kor Mishum Heker Kishesh Amaltera, which is Dober Nikar Umashune, Hamoshech Elav Tsumas Ein Haroe, right? Someone attracts your eyes. Lamala Korek Shirin. Upirish Rashi showed me the Mishum Heker, we just saw it. Okay, Mishum Haki, Mahanya Amaltera, the Kerim, the Sakhaman Shafil Amalam Chavam, Ike Kerim. So the Rav wondered, well, 1 second. So let's do the same thing by Schach. Let's hang, we do hang decoration. Hang things, of course, people look up. And the truth of the matter is, you know, let's be honest, you have a gigantic sukkah. If you had a gigantic sukkah and there were like these big fancy decorations hang, people would look up. So the Rav says, V'hine b'schach l'malam esim lo shamanu l'im esim shmanu l'im mokam achir sh'tol amal tol achir. You ever say his things to my schach? L'char tzarech yin. Ma'achir sh'rabba sober sh'sukkah l'malam chafam p'sul b'shul l'shat v'einim im ken k'shir sh'malam tol yuchshu l'schach l'malam chafam b'shul b'shul oznim shech az einu l'malam b'shul tol az einu b'schach. Even if the finest don't reach, right? Why don't we have the same thing? He says, V'nira the shiny korah mischach. Okay, here's the Rav's chilek, the very sharp chilek. B'korah yesh tzorach leheker b'metzis. The korah is designed, the whole purpose of it should be a heker. Ki heker ha-korah ma'av a-chilek v'guf ha-matir b'movli. What allows you to carry in the alley is this reminder that it's not Rishus HaRabbah. Okay, that's the notion of heker when it comes to a korah, a movli. Okay, b'stam korah l'malam mechafal leker heker, but kishematu yeh sheker. Well, if we got korah k'shera, shone mizeh adin shel chafal chafal b'sukkah. Kei ve'ein din be'alma shirias haroah b'vad. Kim shlitas ha'ayin kavas es din ha'shiurin shel mechitas ha'sukkah. Okay, it's not so much the heker. It's not. I alluded to it a couple times already. It's not so much a din, or only a din that you have to see. Okay, that you have to see something. But rather, the din that connects the mechitza to the sukkah, Rabbah alluded to it, that you feel you're surrounded, right? What was the lashon again there? We had it, the Ritva said, right? Ritva, huh? Mechusa, like, that's the issue. Okay, now, he says, Hadin shel gud asik min hazul, sukkah ma'ala mechav, eno chal mishum do'ol sholto ba'ena. We have a din called gud asik. What gud asik means is as follows. If I have something, simplify. If I have a stick, a pole, 10 tefachim high, so we view that pole as if it goes up forever. Okay? An imaginary line. We rely on this sometimes by an eruv in a town. Okay? Because, as I mentioned before, the other day, when you have telephone poles forming these tzuras ha-pesachs around the town that we popularly call an eruv, I mentioned really the eruv is the food. Okay, we call that the eruv. So you have an eruv. So, you have a telephone pole, but the problem is many telephone poles, the wire goes above. That's the din. The Gemara's lashon is konamikan, a post on this side, konamikan, a post on this side, and konagaben, but that's an post above. Like the Hebrew letter, it's like a door frame. Okay, that's what it's called. It's a pencil. Look at the door frame here. Right? But many times the wires of the telephone pole come along the side. So what do you do now? That's no good. That's minatzad. It's no good. So what we do is, what you can do is, you affix to the telephone pole, directly underneath the wire, you affix a post, we call a lechi, which is 10 tefachim high. Even though the lechi doesn't reach the cross, it's not really al-gabayim, the lechi goes on to here, so 10 tefachim, the rule of good asik teaches that no, we view it as if it continues all the way up. And it is hitting it, even though it's not. Now, there's a problem with that because good asik follows the pull of gravity. And many telephone poles, to be surprised, are not so straight. Okay, many telephone poles are bent a little bit, and follow the rule of gravity, you'll miss it. Okay, so there's a big machlokes. Is it good enough to you and me standing on the ground? It looks like this little 10 fucking lechi goes all the way up and hits the thing. Does it look like it or not? Is it enough that it looks like it? Or you have to plumb line it, okay, or take a laser and see if it goes all the way up. So that's a big machlokes. A lot of communities in Europe used to rely on what's called shlita zayin. You take a look, it looks like it's underneath. Yeah, it's underneath. I'm telling you that a lot of times it's not underneath. Just an experience. So what most communities do today is they don't rely on the gurasik. They actually build a strip all the way up along the wire that actually does hit the wire. Okay, you get permission from the phone company. That's a whole fight now in Mahwah, New Jersey, a lawsuit. I just heard yesterday the Attorney General of New Jersey is suing the township of Mahwah for discrimination against the Orthodox Jews. Okay, but anyway, you get permission. We have a Tina can we have permission to use the poles, etc., etc. So we affix something to the poles, and we run these strips all the way up. You look at it, it looks like a regular cable wire, whatever. Okay. Anyway, what am I telling you about this? So the Rav said that when the schach is more than 20 amos high, even though we have a rule of gerasa, because the laws of the defines are 10 tefachim high, good, it should reach the schach. Right? We view it to go straight up. And even if it's, you know, with a plumb line, it goes all the way up. But he said it doesn't work past 20 amos. Why? He says that's part of the halacha that good asik doesn't work. It's part of the halacha which means that good asik doesn't work when it's not shalta be'ena. So he says, so ekev kach ena maltra me'alchof machsheres mechitza suka. You can have all the amaltos, you can have all the signs of the schach you want. That's not going to change the din that when the schach is above 20 amas high, the rule of good asik doesn't work. The defilers are not viewed as extended. Good, you can have all kinds of pictures and red flags, everything you want. On the schach, it's not going to help. Okay? Because it's a chisaron in the defilers. Esim ama chalim can din shir behilchas mechitza suka mashen can bekore the din esim ama sham eno shir mechitza the din heker ba'amal chach machalim amal tor. The Rebbe is saying is that by a mavui the 20 amos a din in the heker, it's not a din in the creation of the mavui, okay? And whereas by suka the 20 amos rule has to do with the din of creating the funnels. There has to be an actual tziruf between the funnels and chach. Now it's going to come out exactly the opposite. And it's because when we learned Erevin, the Sugan Erevin earlier, so there what the Gemara thought was modeled after the Pischo Shalhecha, the Pischo Shalulam, King's Palace, whatever, okay? And it turns out it has nothing to do with that. It has to do only with Heker. Whereas by Schach, it's just the opposite, okay? And now I think we come back to the point that we dwelt. That's the idea of being enveloped, right? That you feel that you're enveloped. Okay, it's a din in the mechitz of a sukkah. It's a shir in Hilchos mechitz of sukkah. Right, it's not a shear in heker, and therefore a malta doesn't help. Okay, you follow? That's what the Rabbi is saying. I'm just expanding based on what we learned, that it comes out that according to Rabbi, the din of shalta be'ena is a din creating a shear for the defanos of the sukkah. Right? More than 20 amos, when there's no defanos, no good. When defanos don't reach, is no good. Okay, that's what I want to say based on the Rabbi. All right, and that's why malta doesn't help. Der Chagav, he says, Yesh Ayin, Maya Dina Shalata Bnei Chanukah. What I'm, you know, you have a menorah with all, you know, you decorate it, you call attention to it. Would that work? Okay? And the Rav says he thinks not, because also in Ner Chanukah, the Heker, because there it is a din of Heker, right? It's a pursuing Nisim. It's not going to say it's a din in Ner Chanukah. What is that? By Sukkah, the Rav's Chiddush is what? That it's a din in the Hilchos Mechitza Sukkah. And that you have all the amaltos you like, it's not going to change the din Hilchos Sukkah. Right, and what I added on was because the whole idea is to be enveloped and so on. It's a din in creating that institution or that place. Well, Ner Chanukah Lechora should be good, but the Rav said no, because by Ner Chanukah the heck it's a hecker, but the hecker has to come from the light and not from some external thing. He says, "Mistabish Ner Yaposuk Ner Chanukah Tzarcha Letzem Ner Atzma Vad Amalta Moshev Zviyas Ayin Lo Tucha LaHachshus Ner Adolek Ner Adolek Atzma Tzarcha Moshev has to be at the light of the candle that pulls your eyes and not something external." Okay. Yeah. All right. So that was one harab that was an old buildup, but I just wanted to come out and see that according to Rabba, the Shalta Be'ena becomes a din in the definition of the mechitzas of the sukkah, and that's a little different than by korah. Okay, that was the chiddush. Okay, ha'ara two is the following. The Gemara says l'mani rosek misukus rabbi. So that's rabbi. So me apasek azeh hikshua tosus psachim. Tosus and psachim kufches on base. We all know the din that women are achayev in arba kosos, even though it's a say strong going. Women are achayev in arba kosos. Why? Sha'af hein hayu bo'sanes. Arbokosis commemorates the freedom of Yitzis Mitzrayim, so women also benefited from the freedom of Yitzis Mitzrayim, therefore they have to, okay, but by the way, said the same thing in with Mikra Megillah, and the same thing with Ner Chanukah, okay? Ner Chanukah, women have to, if a woman is home, or even if her husband is home, she can light, or the girls live in the dormitory, a woman lives there by herself, whatever, it's Chayim Ner Chanukah, and Chayim Mikra Megillah also. All three times, the reason is, Afein Hayu Bo'sanes. Because the miracle saved them also. In fact, actually, Machlok is Rishonim, because there is one position of Rishonim that I mentioned this once, that the Afen Abosanes, not just they benefited from the miracle, but, well, yeah, I mentioned this when we spoke about Shal Shulis, I think, Lechemish. So, one opinion over there is a woman, not only, in each of these cases, a woman played a dominant role, not just Dom benefited, but they played a dominant role, right? On Purim, Esther was a key figure. On Chanukah, the story of the Yehudis who killed that Greek general and so on, so she played a dominant role. And on Pesach, the Gemara says, "Bischus noshim tzikanios nigos and Mitzrayim." Right? It was the merit of the women; they didn't give up hope. They could have children. That's the whole story with the they used the mirrors to doll themselves up to make themselves attractive to their husbands, and they had babies and so on. And later on, those mirrors were used to the Mishkan, which Moshe didn't want to accept at first because it's mirrors for vanity, it's not a place in the Mishkan. But Rashi said, no, that's what saved Chai Yisrael, those are precious, and so on and so forth. Anyway, so the question is, shouldn't women have to sit in the sukkah? Afein hayu bo'sanes. Especially if they're not covered, we're also protected, right? Tosus asked that kasha. Over there, Pesachim, why don't we say that women are chayv in sukkah? Even whether you say Adonai Kavod, you say sukkahs mamish, whatever it was, but the women also lived in the sukkahs in the midbar. So why shouldn't they be chayv based on the same reason of Afein Abosanes? Okay, so Tosus v'zel shon diva masu hayu. That's the Tosus Pesachim kufches and beizim hayu. B'hod amin tosus min sukkah. Women are part of the sukkah. They can volunteer to be in the sukkah. Most of the time, the women do come into the sukkah. They're not obligated. Women are not obligated in the midst of sukkah, right? So he says, "Hodam into so afagab dehin haibos aneis kibas sukkos oshavti." Right, that's our pasuk. Kibas sukkos oshavti is bnei. So it's all Jews, all of bnei Israel. So why aren't women obligated in the midst of sukkah? So Hashem say their eyes without kodabana tiktu gamun hashem lekadoshana. So Tosus their answer is because sukkah is the midst of the raisa. So midst of the raisa, the Torah sets the rules. Okay, the rule of the Torah is the midst of sets yeshasman grama. Women are exempt from. Doesn't matter after haibos aneis, not haibos. That's not. The mitzvahs of the Torah. So Masheno came when the Rabbanon instituted a mitzvah. So like sukkah, like Arba Kosos, mitzvah Rabbanon, or Megillah, Chanukah, those are mitzvahs of Rabbanon. So in those cases, the Chachamim instituted for women as well, because of Afeinu Bosanes. The Torah, whatever the reason, the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't include them in its mitzvah, whatever the reason, okay. But you know, we're not tampering with the rice. Afeinu Bosanes is a klal in the mitzvah of Rabbanon. That's what Tosu says. Okay? Good. The Rav says here, Nitan Lomar, and really this is, it doesn't mention here, but I heard this the name of the of Moshe Soloveitchik originally. Okay? So it doesn't mention it here, but okay. Vitochan Liyashik Kushos Moshos Ba'ofan Acher. Nitan Lomar, Shenoshim Nichlalu, B'mitzvah Sesei, Shazman Gromo, Alpi Aikron Shavan Oksanes, Rakisha Guf HaMitzvah Hu Pursuin Nisa. Okay? When the mitzvah itself is pirsumei nisa, the very mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah is pirsumei nisa, then we can say afan habos aneis. And therefore, bekach shona mitzvahs arba kosos mitzvahs shivasukah. Be'arba kosos etzim ha-mitzvah l'saper aneis shivasukah mitzrayim. Right? I mean, the whole idea of arba kosos is part to say kiddush and haggadah and halal and benching halal. It's part of the whole tekes, so to speak, of the Seder of telling over Yitzis Mitzrayim. And by drinking the Arba Kosos, Derech Cheres, what are we doing? We're demonstrating Kila. Hu Yotzam Mitzrayim. We're free, right? And that's part of the whole idea is Pesumei Nisa. That's what the Rambam says. In Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz Umatz, Halacha Vav Zayin, B'chol Dor V'dor Chayav Odom, he says, L'haras Es Atzmo, Kila Hu Ba'atzmo Yotza Atom Yishiv Mitzrayim, Al davar zeh tzvi kol baruch davar zechar to give it a yisrael ficha kishesoed adam. But balayla zeh tzarch lecha v'lishos u'meisim derech cheres b'chol echad echad bein anashim bein anashim chayv v'lishos balayla zeh arba kosos yayin. By arba kosos the very mitzvah. Okay, the essence of arba kosos is pursuing Issa. It's part of the whole ceremony of pursuing Issa. So therefore, women are obligated to drink arba kosos because they're chayav and tzipuris and shayim and so on, and to demonstrate cheres. Mashenu came by sukkah. Luuma zeh etzem ki mitzvah sukkah ain't a sipur anes eli yeshiva v'dir v'sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah per se is not a mitzvah pursuing Issa. Okay, the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. The pasuk l'man yeder osechem tells you at that time it's pursuing nisa. The ikar mitzvah sukkah yeshiva sukkah. Okay, we can't believe pursuing nisa, and you mekayim the mitzvah sukkah even if you don't know what the reason is. Not like that Bach. Okay, but if you don't know the reason, that goes back to what I said yesterday. You know, what does Rabbah require? You have to know right now in a sukkah. Not that I have three possibilities only Rabbah. The middle one. It's not that that I have to now think about the fact. No, I mean, it's without that. That's v'hoda shirin kalamayedu who gabe hadin the shiurin shemachitza sukkah the nikvu b'chaf amah. Okay, the whole din is telling us of chaf amahs. So it's telling us a din in the structure of sukkah, like we said before. And b'kol mokum ain kan chalos mitzvah shel pesumenes mamish kol sheish b'dar b'kosas. Okay, and that's with that. That's why amalta doesn't work. L'ficha chlo chalat tam defan afen obos anes. Okay, shar gufa mitzvah ain't a presuming nisa. Okay, lofize yesh lomar at the time afen rebbe says shark within doraisa. You don't have to come out to Tosas Teretz. You could say that afen rebbe also works by doraisa, but not here because mitzvah sukkah is not a din of presuming nisa. And he says so too by mikra megillah and lachas ner chanukah. Also, the whole purpose is to tell the story, right? Or we read the megillah by ner chanukah, we light it that people should see what happened, and we even say on eres halalu to say what it was, right? But it's a chanukah, purim, ner chanukah, mikra megillah, arba kosos. Those are all mitzvahs where essentially in their fundamental nature are what pursuing nisa. So then we can apply afen habos and the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is not fundamentally. Rabbi used the term kiva sukkah zoshav to tell us it did in the construction of sukkah, but doesn't turn into a mitzvah. Its essential nature is pursuing nisa. We never talk about pursuing nisa with regards. Again, we have that ba'ak. It says laman yedu. We should, but make our din. It's not required. Okay, that's what the Rav said. That was very interesting. I heard this in the name of the Moshe Soloveitchik in connection with a different thing. I'll just mention it now briefly. Something we had by it's interesting. The Gemara discusses haseba. Reclining on Pesach, the women have to do a seba, and the practice is, I think today, the women don't do a seba, even though the women are chashuvos, right? The Gemara says a woman is important, and important has an independent identity other than the husband, which at one time maybe wasn't the case. Today is the case. Fine, however we define it, they should do a seba. So our women don't do a seba. So Shulchan Aruch says because the sheet of the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh is a shita by a seba. For men also, they don't do a seba anymore today. Because that's no longer derech cheres. At one time, you went to a state banquet in the Roman Empire or whatever. You've seen the pictures. Right, they're lying on these couches like this, and some pretty girls dropping grapes in their mouth. Right? That's how people sat. The king is, they could recline and sit back. Today, you go to a fancy dinner at a state dinner, everyone's sitting in a chair. No one's reclining. So Rav Yos, and it was already like that in the time of Rishonim. No, people didn't recline anymore when they ate, at least in Ashkenazic circles. Maybe some Sephardic circles, they still eat. I remember once going to a restaurant in Montreal, a Moroccan kosher restaurant, and you sat on these pillows on the floor. It was more like a seba. I told you once, I never liked the mitzvah of the seba growing up, before I was married, because you have a chair, and you tell you a tumult of your pillow, and I end up half of my brother's leg. Until I got married, I had to sit at the head of the table, so I have an armchair. And you go, stuck. All the difference in the world, let me tell you. I was like a pillow. No, you probably had it. The pillow's always falling and you can't straighten out. Okay, but that's your armrest is gavalic. Okay, but so it's always open. But Lamaisa, the Rav Yoh is right. Rav Yoh is right. Today, that's not a demonstration of Cheres today. It's a demonstration of what Cheres used to be. So, therefore, the Shulchan Ramo writes, women don't do a seba. So the women are makbis for Rav Yoh, what's going on there? what's very strange. Either we should pass like the Rav Yoh or we're not. So what's in the men and women? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the way I heard it in his name, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, Haseba is a Pirsumei Nisa, okay, in a time when that demonstrated the nays of you know of freedom and so on. But nowadays, what is it? Now Haseba is a Zecher. It's a Zecher. It's not, it's a Zecher Lanais. It's a Zecher to what it used to, you know, reminds us. It's a Zecher. But Pirsumei, so women are Afen Ha'avos Hanais applies when something is essentially Pirsumei Nisa. The Rav Yo's point is that that's not Pirsumei Nisa anymore. Because that what do you define him? So if someone sees you recline, I don't know what that means. It doesn't mean anything today. We know what it means. It's a Zecher. That's how I used to sit. Okay, when they were free. Yeah.
What about common candles now? How is that Pirsumei Nisa? How do you find it
Pirsumei? Yeah, that's an interesting question. Ner Chanukah in its essence is, you know, in other words, because we have electric lights now, you mean? I don't know. I still think that lighting candles, what is it? You're showing it tonight, the first night tonight. I hear the question. I don't hear the question about Megillah, because Megillah, you're reading, you're telling a story. But Nechanukah per se, how is that essentially Pirsumei Nisa?
I mean, I
don't
think you could fit it in, but.
Yeah, it requires some thought. Again, I believe that then the recitation on Erez Halalo, when we're defining. What we're doing is an essential part of Neres Halalo. Not, there's some question, when do you say Neres Halalo? So many assume, why are you still lighting? You're lighting the Hiddur candles. And Neres Halalo has to be, because that's the Nes aspect. Right? Alanisa, Neres Halalo, Alanisa, Alanisa, Shasisa. We're telling the story. That's like the sequences of Ayim Chanukah. You know, and then Kol Tikkun Rabbanan came to Rice, and thinking it was of Amartam, Zeva Pes. You have to tell over the story. I think that's an essential part. But it's a good question. Okay. Anyway, that's the second they brought. The Rav doesn't say, I heard this name of Moshe Soloveitchik, and that's not what he says here, but he says it by Sukkah. The third thing is regarding this Tosis. So let's finish up with that. Daf Beis and Beis. Okay, the last part of the Rav, the third check here, on Beis and Beis. Tosis, somebody came out. Tosis, Makshim, Mai Shno, Shabbishach, Lamala Mechof, Im Adfanos, Magir Shach, Shalt, Be'en of a Sukkah, Sher, Ben Chanukah, Kor, Lamala Mechof, Psulim, Gam, Bixolam, Hamagim, Aleim. Benire. He says, "Hine ikar yisod hapsul b'schach l'malachov l'rabahu hafkas gur asik mechitzus." Back to that point. This afein ha'ibos says was a nice little side point, but coming back now, right? What did we say before? It's mafkia the gur asik of the mechitzus. Ki me'achar shaschach l'malachov omed la'atzmo v'lo sholta be'ena hufka gur asik. According to the Rambam, remember we said the other day that was Machlokas Rambam the Rosh. Okay, the Rambam holds that the Tfanos are also part of the Ikar Shem Sukkah. Okay, but Lachem Posik Shechal Shem Shemayim Galat Tfanos Sukkah. But Nigad Lashitas Harosh. We said that the other day, right? So according to the Rambam, the Tfanos are very much part. A part and parcel. So therefore, now we understand if there's no tziruf between the defanos and the schach, so that's a big problem. Okay, so if the defanos reach the schach, now there's a tziruf again. Ufizay yeshlomar shapsul bilamala mechaf noy rak kasheein adfanos magil schach mipnei sheoz hachevtsa shel haschach hu nifrad mehamachitzos. Again, the idea going back to that before, the feeling enveloped, mechusa, right? When you have schach that reach the giant defanos, that reach, so then you're okay. Even a malamichav, he says, because then, but we don't have it, then the chefts of the schach is nifra mechitzas, and we don't say gurasik. Ulahar arama mahavim him chefza achashul sukkah. Came and sharoas fanas elo hare roas a chefza shul sukkah. When you have the fanas that reach, even if it's above 20 amas, it reaches. It's the chefza sukkah. Lefichach sheira sukkah af misha ein eno shuletas bischach lechud kigamat fanas hem ikar chefza shul sukkah. Works out very well according to the Rambam, because what do you mean that the fanas reaches sukkah that reaches 20 amas that helps? Okay, how does that help? The sukkah is still a malam at 20. You only get it by following the funnels. So why does that work? Because according to Rambam, the funnels are part of the structure. The funnels are part of it. It's one unit. So when the funnels reach the schach, then you have a chepto shel sukkah. However, says the Rav, svara zu enu shayechas lagabe koro ner chanukah. Shari ein l'ksal begim l'koro l'ner eze shi shayechas l'chepto shel koro l'ner. There's no tziruf between, you know, the koro is there as a hecker. The fact that the wall reaches, or the fact the wall reaches with an chanukah, it doesn't make a difference. and therefore seeing it doesn't help. Okay, and Mashenu can over here, but the Rav is saying, I think again, at the same point, it's another illustration of the same point, that the definition of a sukkah is when you have this sense of being enveloped with a tziruf between the mechitzas and the schach. Less than 20 amas, we can rely on the usual din of gurasik, because even if it's a separation, and even if the air of Yusuf, the sun, but still there's a halachic connection. Gurasik, less than 20 amas, it's not so big, I can see, and even though the schach may not reach, it's one unit. But when it's so high up, then you need the schach, the defines to reach the schach, to identify it as one unit. If there's a big open space, then it's no good. Okay, so according to Rav, that's the idea of Sholta Be'ena. I'm saying all this because we need to understand why Rabba Lamaskana, according to the Gemara's conclusion, would say that according to Chamim, if it's higher than 20 hours, why does the Fanas Megiyas help? Right, that's what the Ritvo was grappling with, that's what the Tosos was grappling with, they came with different points, and Rochaner had a Rafkamina. But I think, you know, to me, the Ritvo seems very sensible. You know, because somehow, you know, the Ritvo seems sensible because there's the idea that I think the Rav doesn't say like this. He's not saying like the Ritvo against Tosis. He's saying this actually in Tosis. Okay? But Shalit Be'eno, that your eyes can see it, is simply like a code word almost for this is a, I'm sitting in a particular structure. I can see where I am, right? I'm in a room, I'm in a building. And if there's schach way above, and the defilements only up to here, and you don't sense the schach at all, that's when it's missing. So according to Rabbah, the Gemara's lashon of Sholta Be'ena, okay, up to being, you know, Sholta Be'ena being so significant, Kibbutz Sukkah, so Shabbos Be'ena as well, is because it's defining a place where you sense that you're inside the sukkah. Okay, yeah.
I thought about it like a claustrophobic person. Meaning,
yeah.
It's not that like he thinks about the mathematical, oh, how much air is there, how much is
right.
Like,
how do you feel? How do
you feel? Like, yeah. I feel okay. Enveloped or I don't feel.
Okay, right. Right. I think that's right. And the Ritva, I think, is really saying that. And I'm not saying the other Rishonim argue. You know, they say it a little differently, but I think that's the Rav's hacking over here. You know, that's what he's harping on here. He's just trying to tell you that the Fanos and the Sukkah, it's very important. Again, the first. The middle one I just did is, you know, it's not interesting about Dafin Abbasanais, but the other two I think are really important in the definition of understanding the Sheet of Rabba. Okay? I will stop over here, but now that tomorrow we'll begin with one shear on the issue of the Zayrid's opinion about the sale. Okay? And we'll go on to just Kevin DeRay, that's the